If you want, 2 weeks ago we loaded a video online that I teach talking about the mazalot. First of all, it's all real, but literally 2 weeks ago we loaded a video online because it says in the weekly parasha that when the Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing the Jews for coming into Israel, and he said, don't believe in all this witchcraft, because when you go into Israel, you'll see they all believe in witchcraft and all that stuff, and it's not real. So there's a whole video, an hour and a half, that I'm talking that, first of all, it's all real. The difference is that you have a special soul that you can go above it. But the reality is that every, you know, the astrology, it's the basics of astrology is every time that certain planets, like now we had this eclipse, every time that certain planets are pointed at each other, a certain energy comes to the world. So the signs are real. But the difference is that it's very dynamic. A month ago we gave a lecture, it didn't go online yet, but about hand reading and the face structure. Oh, and we advertised that, we had a full house. Everybody wanted to know, what does this mean? What does that mean? Everybody came to me, no? And everything that I said, oh my God! So what I was teaching there is that the lines on the hand are very true. First of all, you have two hands, Baruch Hashem. If you are a righty, the right hand will show you everything about this life. And the left hand is going to show you all the reincarnations. If you're a lefty, it's going to be the other way around. But I can now look at your hand and I will see something. You can do now tshuva, change your path, and tomorrow the lines will change. So the lines are real. Why don't we read the lines? Because you go now to somebody who reads the lines, they'll tell you, oh my gosh. But could be that tomorrow it changes. I mean, it doesn't mean that the lines will go completely different, but it shifts based on what you do. So the signs are real. The advantage you have as a Jew is that you can bypass that and go straight to the source, not to go to something so small. But the reality is that the mazalot, the signs, they rule everything. If you follow my teachings, you'll see online that every month we have one class that I teach about the power of that month. The letter that creates the month, the planet that controls the month, the mazal, everything. It's all true, but we can't base our reality on that. That's already on borderline of idol worship, that I'm looking into the luck, so to say. That already is a very fine line. But the reality is that the way Hashem created the world, He created the world with planets. And the way He moves the planets, it shifts everything in this world. That's why every month is controlled by a planet. And when Hashem moves planets around, that's when things happen. You know how Hashem made the flood of Noah? He just moved the little planet, and the whole climate of the world completely changed. So even now, you see the eclipse, you see the climate in the world when cuckoo. Look at Houston. Houston is like a swamp now. There's all water there. So it's all right. Just that the problem is that in different generations, astrologists started believing that that's what's controlling everything. So instead of believing in Hashem, oh, now it's the sun and the moon, and they were calculating the angles. So that's already borderline of idol worship, because you believe that your luck is coming from a star. Instead of that, you have to understand, no, there's a master of the universe that controls all of that. And that's just the minister. You know, when we pray every day in the morning, we say Tzva Shamayim, Sar Shamayim, the ministers of Hashem is just moving them like soldiers. But the reality, it's all right. And when a certain planet is hitting a certain mazal, then a certain energy comes to the world. That's why you see that, like astrology, if a person is born on that day or this day, this is what most people don't know and don't understand. They go after the astrology to find out their character trait and all that. The reality is, the Zohar explains that if you know the day you were conceived, you'll have much more information about yourself. We know about the day that you were born because you have a birth certificate. In the religious world, the father and mother know when you were conceived because they know when the woman was in the mikveh and what are the nights that were together. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. And if you write it down, then you know much more information about the character trait of the person, the mazal of the person, all that by the night the baby was conceived, not by the night, but day the baby was born. So yes, you do get a lot of information by the day, the birthday, but the conceiving day, much more information. And there's much more details to find out about person's character trait and their destiny and their path than just looking at a star. So this is, it's all true. But all that matters is not to give anything too much koach, too much power. Some people, all the time, they read the newspaper, today's a good week to do business. It's nonsense. If you believe in something so limiting, so you're limiting yourself. The point, you know, the analogy that I gave in that video, and you should go and watch it, the analogy that I gave is that, you know, there was a certain king, and every time that he would travel, a whole, you know, entourage would travel with him. That's the king. Ministers and secretaries and guards. And so one time the king came to one big event, and all the ministers were there. So one person that needed some, you know, licenses in real estate, because he was building a big project, he went to the minister that deals with giving the license to build the project. Another person had some problem with taxes, he went to the minister that was dealing with the taxes. And another person had a problem here, he went to that minister. Everybody, all the ministers were busy, so the king was free. One person went directly to the king, because the king controls all the ministers. So you can go to all these different ministers. Hashem tells you, come to me. Come directly to me. What do you need to go to? Somebody that I control? Go directly to me. That's why in Judaism we go straight to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not even in Judaism, even non-Jews. Go directly to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why go to the minister? So in essence it is real, just you need to know how to read it. The problem is most people don't know how to read these things. And a lot of people, they get the information from a side of impurity. It's not coming from Kedusha, from holiness. And that's why the Torah says, don't go and look too much into the fortune and into the future. And all. It's not healthy. It's not a good thing. That's why in the Torah it says, Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. Be simple. Don't look, you know, the news, like as if the newspaper is going to tell you if it's a good day to do business or not.